Welcome back. So in this part of the program, our colleagues have prepared a very good artistic report for you. Please stay with us and watch it.
In the name of God, I'm Fakhreddin Kakavand. I'm a member of the Association of Iranian Sculptors and the secretary of the 8th Annual Exhibition of Statuettes. As the name implies, these statues, compared to the statues we usually see, are smaller in size. Maybe for many, these are reminiscent of the huge, massive statues. Statues have always formed a significant part of the history of Iran and the world, and for this reason, Iranian sculptors are among the best and most active ones in this art. The exhibition of statuettes has been held for 8 years with the aim of supporting sculpturing in Iran as well as Iranian sculptors. Small statues do not occupy a vast area and do not require huge funding, and they are easily moved from one place to another. In this edition of the exhibition, one of the requirements was that the statues had to be freestanding. Small statues can have a huge role in supporting sculptors. I mean, if we want to hold an exhibition outside of Iran, we can easily move them. This year, we passed through 2 rounds of judgment on the works. The first round dealt with the works which were submitted to the Secretariat. The second round was for the works which were sent to us. After picking the works, they were showcased to the visitors, and in the last round, the top works were selected and awarded with valuable prizes. 85 artists participated in this edition, 29 out of whom found their ways to the exhibition. There were also 10 works by masters and veterans on display.
Welcome back. Well, let's stick to the issue of Hajj, of course. You know, something amazing that people do when you go to Hajj is to throw a stone at Satan, of course, because Satan stops us from doing good things, and of course he teaches us how to do bad things. So one of the positive points is this, and the other one is to try to run between two places, Marwa and Safa, in order to recall who Hajar was and what it means exactly to believe in God and to stay with God to the end, of course. And of course, you know, Muslims go to Hajj in order to show unity, that they have, you know, unity and unanimously they are together across the world. And the other point of Hajj is this, you know, what are the consequences? Because in anything that you do, there is, you know, positive and negative consequences. In Hajj, when you do it, so the positive, one of the positive consequences is this, that you will understand that Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam did a great thing. And what was that? He sacrificed not only his, you know, son, of course, but of course his family. He just wanted to show that anything that he has and anything that belongs to him, as a matter of fact, belongs to God, and they all gotta go back to God. So this is something so amazing. We can get a lot of lessons from that. Think about it, and you're gonna enjoy that. Well, looking for new things and new places, of course, to discover. So this is a time for you right now, because we're going to be showing something very interesting about our country, Iran. Stay with us.
One of the largest and in fact oldest mosques in Hamadan province is the Jame Mosque. The central or Jame mosques are the most important places of worship in cities where Muslims gather on special occasions. Since most of these mosques were built long ago, they are mostly located in city centers. In other words, cities started to expand around these centers in all directions. Hamadan Central Mosque is no exception to this rule. The mosque's general design is square-shaped. It consists of three entrance gates, three porches, and two old and new shabistans. There's also a large brick dome on the top. The construction date of the mosque written on a tablet in the large front porch indicates the year 1253 after Hijra, concurrent with the rule of Iranian King Fath Ali Shah Qajar. At the entrance to the sanctuary, there's a trough which is 1 meter wide, 13 centimeters thick, and 1 meter tall. The trough bears poems in Astaliq calligraphy, as well as the date and the name of the donator. Vast ceiling, Mostofi, and Ruhe Elahi are the three sanctuaries of Hamadan Central Mosque, which is 160 years old. Named after its architect, the most spacious sanctuary of this mosque has a vast, magnificent ceiling. This sanctuary contains 55 columns in five 11-piece rows that hold the 55 brick dome ceiling.
Well, unhappily, we have reached the end of the program. But I want to just make a wish to you, because we have been talking about, of course, the fact of Hajj. I just want to wish you a very good year with you going to Hajj. I'm sure that you really like that. So stay with us and watch us next time. So until next time, goodbye, and may God bless you all.